So we have our newest commissioner, Robert McNeil. Glad you made it. I know you had some traffic situations. And he has been sworn in properly, correct?
Mr. Chairman, he's been sworn in. The only remaining item is to read his statement of economic interest, if you'd like to do that now.
Yes, let's go ahead and do it now.
As I said at the outset of the meeting, the Commission is required by the North Carolina State Ethics Commission to review the evaluation of the statement of economic interest for new commissioners. At this time, I will read into the record the evaluation of the statement of economic interest conducted by that commission for Mr. McNeil as a prospective appointee to the North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission. The State Ethics Commission has received Mr. Robert B. McNeil's 2019 Statement of Economic Interest as a prospective appointee to the North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission. They have reviewed it for actual and potential conflicts of interest pursuant to Chapter 138A of the North Carolina General Statutes, also known as the State Government Ethics Act. They did not find an actual conflict of interest or the likelihood for a conflict of interest. Mr. McNeil will serve in a recreational fisherman seat. So, Mr. McNeil, welcome to the commission, and we're glad you're here.
Yeah, welcome. And, Robert, I need to read this to you as part of what we have to do. But North Carolina General Statute 138A-15E mandates at the beginning of any meeting of a board, the chairman shall remind all members of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest under Chapter 138. The chair shall also inquire as to whether there is any known conflict of interest with respect to any matters coming before the board at this time. Do you have any known conflict of interest on anything that we're going to be taking up over the next 2 days? Okay, great. Welcome.